It's time for Making Democracy Work, a weekly program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Your host today is Lisa Langley.
Joining me by phone this morning is Casey Hansen, Kids Win Missouri Director of Outreach and Engagement. Thanks for joining me, Casey.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
According to an article in the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, last year, Medicaid enrollment in Missouri declined far faster than in any other state. And most of those losing coverage were children. Around 50,000 children were removed from the Medicaid rolls. How did this happen?
It's a great question, and it's certainly something that we're working in coalition with a lot of organizations around the state to try to figure out, because this is a problem that's not really slowing down. There's some latest numbers from Family Support Division about eligibility and MoHealthNet Division about enrollees, and just in the last month, 9,000 more children have dropped off of Medicaid. There's a couple of things in play here. In part, the state would credit the improving economy, which the economy is improving, but not at a rate that we think is causing this many children to lose coverage. And so the main thing that we're looking at is the state's annual renewal process, which just in 2018, the state switched over its systems and had a new automated annual renewal process go into place. And that's around the same time that we started seeing big drops from the system. So essentially, these are folks that, each year the system needs to communicate with them to make sure that they're still eligible for the program. And the state started doing this in a much more automated way. Because of that, we're afraid that some of the processes involved in renewing folks for Medicaid eligibility is actually causing eligible children and families to roll off of coverage. So it's something that we're looking into and trying to work with the state on in terms of ensuring that we have processes in place that aren't causing eligible children to lose their health care coverage.
How difficult is it for eligible families to get re-enrolled after they find out they've dropped off?
That's kind of the sad part. So a lot of these families, it seems, some of this is anecdotal. A lot of our friends that work on the front lines, so the federally qualified health clinics and folks that work in legal services who are having these folks that have fallen off come in as clients, almost 100% of them are still eligible for Medicaid, but because of the process for verifying your income and sending the state documents they need to renew you has a lot of red tape and a lot of bureaucratic barriers. It takes them a long time to get re-enrolled, and there's some other issues at play here. The state has really long wait times on their call center lines where people can call in to do some of this. So a lot of times when they fall off, they have to call into a call center to get re-enrolled to get their renewal process. But the call centers have wait times sometimes, 45 minutes, and they're passed around and there's a lot of handoffs. And so people sometimes get dropped in the process. And then the call center also has a deflection rate of about 40%.
Wow.
As they were last reporting. So a lot of folks just aren't even getting through. And a lot of them aren't finding out until they go to the doctor. If they have an illness or something that needs treatment, they're going to the doctor and then finding out when they get there that they no longer have their Medicaid. And so then they have to go through that process. So we're really working to try to get more themes from the front line. So kind of figuring out what are people hearing that are helping these folks get their coverage? What are some of the stories of families? So what are they experiencing? The state says that they're sending out certain notices. And so we're trying to figure out, are people really receiving these notices? Are they making sure that people get them in a timely manner to respond and those types of things? Because it's been a drastic drop. Our drop in coverage has been, the second highest nationwide. And so these things are happening in other states, not nearly as a high rate as in Missouri. And other states also have a lot better automatic renewals that happen so that families don't necessarily have to wait to get a notice and resubmit information. We really want to work with the state to better understand these processes and to do what we can to advocate for administrative changes or even legislative changes to make these things work better for the eligible families and children.
And that's Kids Win. That's their mission in this, correct?
Yeah, so Kids Win Missouri is a statewide advocacy coalition, and we work with over 120 organizations to advocate for policies that advance the well-being of children in Missouri. So we work on a gamut of issues, everything from health care to early childhood care and education to K-12 education and supports for kids in schools to economic security for families. We work on kind of the gamut of issues affecting kids And we're working in partnership now on this particular project with the Missouri Budget Project and the Missouri Coalition of Children's Agencies to try to get to the bottom of the children's enrollment issue in Medicaid and to also try to do what we can to advance policies that improve children's access to care. So coverage is one component of it. We know that kids are healthier when they have access to health coverage, but just having that coverage isn't necessarily enough. They also need access to high-quality health professionals in their areas so that they can have that consistent, continuous care.
Right. Very important. Casey, thanks so much for joining me this morning.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having us. And if you want to learn more, visit our website at kidswinmissouri.org.
Great. Thank you for joining me this morning. This and other Making Democracy Work programs are available at ksmu.org. Thanks for joining me.